coal mining communities across the nation are reckoning with the decline of the industry. This month, the Ohio Valley Resource, Wyoming Public Media, and America Amplified connected a group of high school students from Wyoming, Eastern Kentucky, and West Virginia to talk about their experiences in coal country. Brittany Patterson has our report.
On a recent Saturday, over Zoom, a group of seven high schoolers gazed at a gleaming, pale blue coal-fired power plant. Sarah Belcher is a senior from Eastern Kentucky.
Okay, so like this one really interested us. So we noticed your all's coal facilities, they're really new, state of the art. And around here, like they're older, they're really rusty. Like what has caused you all to be able to have that there?
Gillette, Wyoming High School senior Hallie Ladkim chimes in.
Because we have a lot of coal. Make a lot of money on it.
Coal has been mined in Appalachia for more than 100 years. By contrast, the West didn't get involved in large-scale surface coal mining in the Powder River Basin until the late 1960s. But since then, Western coal has reigned. Wyoming is the number one coal-producing state in the country, accounting for about 40% of the nation's coal. And it's not just the coal infrastructure that's new. Taxes from the industry have paid for new bridges, roads, and schools. Western states knew they had a unique opportunity to benefit from their new coal industry, says Mark Haggerty, an economist with the think tank Headwaters Economics.
They were very intentional about making sure the revenue would last after the mining ended.
At the outset, Wyoming and Montana both set high severance taxes on coal and created permanent savings funds. But Haggerty says instead of thinking of the coal revenue as additional money,
we've become too dependent on it. So when it goes away, even though we had much, much more of it, and we have these big savings funds, without a general tax base to fall back on, that revenue and those savings will not carry us very far. So we find ourselves in a pretty similar position in looking at looming fiscal crisis.
Gillette, Wyoming, the self-proclaimed energy capital of the nation, is the center of the state's coal industry. Mayor Louise Carter King says the community is hoping investment in infrastructure and amenities will keep people in Gillette after coal is gone.
Point is, at least we are working and not saying, well, we're just waiting for coal to come back, because we realize we cannot depend on coal.
Leaders in Wyoming and Appalachia are grappling with the multi-million dollar holes left by declining coal production. But neither Kentucky nor West Virginia has a permanent savings fund. In an effort to help the industry, West Virginia lawmakers in 2019 instead cut the coal severance tax, punching an additional $60 million hole in the state's budget. During the group Zoom call, Brooke Thomas, a senior from Fayette County, West Virginia, explains the deep pain felt by coal's decline. Whether it's crumbling schools, infrastructure, or seeing friends and family move away in search of better jobs, or worse, suffer from black lung disease.
Since coal mining has gone down, the population has dropped a lot for West Virginia. Like, towns are losing a lot of their older population, and they can't keep newer generation population.
For Gillette senior Turner Island, the question is his community doing enough differently to survive as coal declines?
Seems like you guys are a glimpse in the future for what's to come for our communities. And I didn't realize how similar, I guess, our communities are. Really similar in a lot of ways, and I wish there was a better, I wish we had better solutions to help out both of our communities.
Haggerty, the economist, says there are no easy answers for coal country in the East or West, but he says inaction is not an option. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson, and this is America Amplified.